You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, there are new rules in place for the troubled Olympic Games that are supposed to begin in just a few weeks. Japanese officials are limiting attendance to locals only. So no tourists will be allowed to come in from out of the country. It'll just be Japanese citizens or just at least local people. Masks must be worn at all times. That's all cool. Venues will be capped at 50% capacity. I guess that's pretty cool. But now there's a new rule that they have instituted. No cheering will be allowed at any of the Olympic events.
It's a particle spreader, isn't it?
That's right, Jared.
It's like what they were doing at their amusement parks. You couldn't ride the roller coasters out there and scream. You have to sit quietly.
So now at the Olympic, this has sparked a lot of negative press. And really, I mean, I'm taking a step back here. Japan just cannot win with any decision that they're making about the Olympics.
They just cancel it?
No, you can't, because the thing is, that's what I'm saying, they can't win because this is a multi-billion dollar mess. If they just cancel it, they're going to lose everything. This is why places, I'm telling you, everything, everywhere should be like Colorado and vote no to hosting Olympic Games because it is
a mess. Well, they weren't planning on the pandemic, though, either. I mean,
no, but still,
it would have probably went off without a hitch and been delightful.
Yeah, but still, look at that. You and I were just talking a couple months ago about, you know, the Olympic Games down in Brazil and all those venues that are just now
they sit in
empty
rot.
Cesspools.
Yeah. The ones in China are sitting there rotting. Giant stadiums.
I think it's a dumb move.
Yeah.
Listen, you know that there are people, individuals, who make a lot of bank out of these decisions, and that's why it'll never go away.
Yeah.
There are a few individuals who really line their pockets. I'm not saying there's corruption in the Olympics necessarily.
But I'm just saying.
Hey, the little piece of mind candy that I've really enjoyed this morning. I was reading this whole piece where they surveyed people about music, and it had to do with people's music taste, and you know. How much they remember the first concert they ever went to. What was your first concert?
You bet.
You don't remember?
Britney Spears, maybe? I don't know. I honestly don't know what my first concert was.
How does somebody go through life not remembering
I've
their first concert?
I've been to so many of them that I
know, but everybody
don't know.
Remembers their first. Do you remember the first person you had sex with?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Nicole.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me give you a ding for that. Really well done.
Yep.
Well played, sir.
Yep.
Everybody except Jeremy remembers their first concert. But there was this new survey they went out, and they asked people, they said, you can pick any music event that's ever happened. Which one do you wish you had been there to see live? And there's a whole bunch of the top 10. Thank God. I was really hoping that people would say, Woodstock, man.
Hippies, bro.
There's no way I would have. So that's good that it's that far down. The Spice Girls reuniting at the 2012 Summer Olympics was number 9.
That was a biggie.
Other stuff on here, Shakira and J-Lo's halftime show of the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
I do agree with Prince's halftime show when he performed in the rain back in 2007, and he was singing Purple Rain in the rain.
Intense. Goosebumps.
It was powerful. Number 3 is the one that I would have chosen as number 1. It's the Beatles rooftop concert in London in 1969 when they just went up and just jammed.
Yes.
By the way, Peter Jackson, the guy who did the Lord of the Rings, massive.
That's going to be awesome.
And that documentary will include all like 41 minutes of that live rooftop show. Number 2 on the list, Elton John performing Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana's funeral back in 1997.
All right.
And number 1, hard to argue with this one. Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner performance at the Super Bowl back in 91.
Pretty. It's a biggie.
Chilling.
It's iconic.
Giving
goosebump
performance. And that was number 1, which I think, I just like
what
the question.
What would be yours, personally?
The Beatles rooftop.
I think I would choose when Beethoven premiered Symphony No. 9 in Vienna. May 7th, 1824. That was a banger of a concert.
Solid.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
The thing is, if you cheered for him, he wouldn't be able to hear it because he was deaf. So
that's right.
You just have to wave and give him thumbs up.
Good job.
What else is trending?
Somebody did the math and calculated the 50 most foul-mouthed celebrities on the Twitter. Some site called MrQ.com. Never heard of it. But they looked
Who's number one?
3,000 of the most recent tweets. Kevin Hart. Comedian Kevin Hart. Out of the last 3,000 tweets, he cussed in them 954 times. Followed by somebody from Real Housewives. And then 50 Cent. 50 Cent came in number three. Cardi B's on the list. Charlie XCX. Seth Rogen. Yeah, I could see that. Way down, though, at number 20, everyone's wholesome favorite bodybuilding dude, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, came in at number 20. He's got a potty mouth.
Oh, my. Don't you follow him on stuff?
I do. I don't know if I've ever seen or heard him cuss on
his
social.
Maybe it's just his tweets.
I guess it's just his Twitter, and I stay away from Twitter. It's not my favorite.
Same.
So there's that floating around. Remember the urban myth kind of floating around that Subway's tuna sandwich didn't actually consist of any sort of tuna in there?
Yeah, there were lawsuits filed, as I recall.
Yes. Well, some lab tests were commissioned by the New York Times, and this story here says that they failed to identify any tuna DNA in a series of those sandwiches. They collected more than 60 inches worth of Subway tuna sandwiches.
In other words, 5 foot longs.
Correct. 60 inches. And they said that researchers were unable to pinpoint a species. They said two conclusions. One, it's so heavily processed that they really couldn't pull out or make any identification. Got some that there's just no tuna in it. It's fake tuna.
I dug a little deeper in the story, too, and it says that it's very, very likely that this is not Subway's fault at all, because they're not the ones going out to the ocean and catching.
They're probably, they're buying from a distributor,
they're
right?
They're buying from someone who says this is tuna.
Yeah, this is tuna. Yeah, you bet it is, huh?
But I also believe that first thing about how it's so processed, it's got all the mayo and all that other stuff in
it.
Yes,
you know, and it's probably like the filet of fish, where it's just, fish parts ground down. I don't know. I don't work for Subway. I find their sandwiches quite delicious, but I've never had one of their tuna ones.
This also sounds like an investigation into something that nobody cared about to begin with, except
right,
one person.
Right. As long as you get it and it tastes good, who cares?
Yeah, people like their tuna subs at Subway. They don't need the New York Times.
That spray cheese that you're blowing down your pie hole probably isn't real cheese either.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things you're eating. Anything with smoky flavor, it hasn't really been smoked.
I don't want to go out on a limb and say that the New York Times is out of touch with the average person, but I think we can reach that conclusion.
We got to get somebody on this tuna story ASAP.
Yeah, we're doing a report for the New York Times.
On tuna.
Subway sandwiches.
Shut up, New York Times.
Shut up, tuna. Let's switch from tuna to coffee. A team of researchers in Scotland looked at how late in the day you can drink coffee and not have to worry about that caffeine keeping you up at night.
And the
this
answer is?
It's a very important question, very important answer. 6 hours before bed, you need to cut it off. Cut off your coffee drinking, cut off your caffeine intake. Otherwise, it's going to jack with that internal clock.
Doesn't that number sound a little too pat to you?
Like just solid, boom,
hours. 6 hours.
At 5:59, you can have that cup, but yeah.
Yeah, it seems too bad to me. Like it could have been 4 hours and 45 minutes, but they just kind of rounded.
Okay, let's round up to six. Study also
found... I got to tell you a story about that. Do you want to hear a story?
Tell me a story.
Did you know when they first measured the height of Mount Everest? Do you know that story?
I think I've heard this.
Okay, so the first British survey team to measure the height of Mount Everest, it came in at exactly 29,000 feet, like 29,000 feet. They felt like people would feel like they just estimated. So they released it as 29,002 feet, 29,002, simply because they thought, well, people will just think we're BSing.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you faked it.
It sounds like you faked it because you said it's exactly 29,000 feet. That's the feeling I get with the coffee
with this
thing.
It's 6 hours.
Oh, yeah, it's 6 hours.
The dot.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hey. Whatever, I believe him.
Color me
skeptical. Researchers in Scotland, they sound very official.
Mm-hmm.
This study also said that if you drink 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day, it'll lower your risk of liver cancer. So it's really good for your liver.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
like.
Story earlier this week. So it's That's good for funny. You. Too bad I don't drink it.
Well, you know the only coffee that you'll find in my kitchen, Dom.
What is that?
That Rocky Mountain Roasted Boyer's coffee. Let's do clickbait?
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Guinness World Record time. Another link to a video. This time it's a 23-year-old British man named Will, and he set the record for stacking M&Ms one on top of each other, and it's harder than you think it is. The record is 5.
Did you see what he said about it?
Tell me.
He said that it took him something like 3 hours mm-hmm. to do. And he says trying to do 6 would be impossible.
That's right. No chance to even attempt it.
3 hours to stack 5 M&Ms.
Dude had some free time.
And the first one is free.
Right, right.
Because it's just sitting on the table.
One. So if you have some free time, go check out our clickbait. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait.